Welcome to another deep dive. This one goes out to all of you higher ed folks out there who've ever looked at an SLO and thought, what's the point?
I've been there.
We're going to take a look at student learning outcomes assessment, and not just how to do it to get those accreditors off our backs. We really want to figure out how to use assessment for good, you know, to actually improve things, maybe even empower students along the way.
Yeah, it's a powerful tool when used correctly.
To help us unpack all of this, I've got an expert here with me today.
Happy to be here.
So the thing is, 80% of institutions now say they've got these student learning outcome statements, these SLOs. But are they really using them? I mean, how has assessment changed over time? I remember back in the day, it felt like it was all about accreditation, you know, just proving that we were doing what we were supposed to.
Oh, absolutely. For a long time, assessment was totally driven by compliance. We had to prove to these outside groups, these accreditors, that we were accountable, that we were doing our jobs. But there's definitely been a shift. Yeah, we've moved away from just checking boxes and towards using assessment to actually improve things, to make things better for everyone.
So instead of just proving we're doing something, we're looking at how to do it better.
Exactly. It's about gathering feedback to, you know, to make the learning experience better, trying new things, and actually working together, collaborating on the whole assessment process.
That makes a lot of sense. You also mentioned equity in assessment. What does that mean?
Equity means recognizing that not every student's the same. They come from different backgrounds. They've got different needs when it comes to learning. So it means looking at the data to see how different groups of students are doing and then figuring out what needs to change, you know? How can we make sure everyone has a real chance to succeed?
How does that transparency framework you mentioned fit into all of this?
So the transparency framework, it's a way for schools to really communicate what they're doing with assessment, both to their own people and to the outside world. It lays out how they're looking at student learning and how that information gets used to improve teaching and learning.
So it's about making the whole process clear for everyone.
Exactly. Transparency is key.
Can you break down those components of the framework? What are we talking about here?
Sure. There are six main parts. First, you've got those student learning outcome statements, you know, the SLOs. They tell us what students are supposed to be learning in a course or a whole program.
Okay, so those are like the goals.
And then you've got the assessment plan.
Yeah, the plan.
They outline how we're actually going to measure whether students are meeting those goals. Like, what methods are we going to use? What data are we going to collect? What's the timeline for all of this?
So we set the goal, and then we make a plan to check if we're hitting it.
Exactly.
What's next?
Then we've got assessment resources.
Resources.
These are the tools and support that faculty and staff need to do assessment well. Things like workshops, you know, how-to guides, or online resources.
So it's making sure everyone has what they need to do the assessments.
Right. And then there's current assessment activities. This is basically a snapshot of what's happening with assessment across the entire institution.
Got it. Keeps everyone on the same page.
Yep. And then there's evidence of student learning. This part showcases the actual results from all those assessment activities. It might be data about how students performed, feedback from students and teachers, or even examples of student work.
Okay, so now we're getting to the results.
And finally, there's the use of student learning evidence.
So this is where things get really interesting.
Right.
Right? Because now we're talking about what we're doing with all that evidence.
You got it.
We're not just collecting it for fun.
This is where institutions demonstrate how they're actually using those assessment results to make changes and improvements.
Closing the loop.
Exactly. Making sure that all that data leads to real action.
But I imagine that last part, actually using the data to make those changes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a tough one for some schools, right?
It's a real challenge for many institutions. It can be, yeah.
It sounds like that transparency framework really forces schools to put their money where their mouth is when it comes to assessment.
Definitely. It's about being transparent and demonstrating, you know, actually showing how they're using assessment to improve student learning, to actually make things better.
You were talking earlier about that shift from just doing assessment for compliance, you know, checking the boxes, to using it for improvement. And it sounds like some schools were really getting this right. Can you tell me a little bit more about that excellence in assessment designation?
Oh, yeah. The excellence in assessment designation was a way to recognize institutions that were really good at communicating their commitment to assessment and student learning, you know, actually showing that they cared about it, that they were using it effectively. To get this designation, schools had to go through this pretty rigorous self-study process. It was all based on that transparency framework we were just talking about, really taking a hard look at their own assessment practices.
So what made these schools so special? What were they doing differently?
Well, One thing was that they were able to show how assessment was woven into everything they did. You know, it involved everyone, from academics to student affairs. It wasn't just something that happened in isolation, in little pockets across the institution. It was a coordinated effort.
A real holistic approach.
Exactly. And they also went beyond just presenting a bunch of dry data. You know, they told stories.
That's stories.
Yeah, they told these compelling stories about how they used assessment data to make real improvements, not just to meet those requirements from accreditors or whoever.
So they could actually demonstrate how assessment was making a difference for their students.
Exactly. They could show the impact.
I bet those stories were powerful. You know, data is important, but sometimes it's those stories that really grab people's attention.
Oh, absolutely. Data can be dry, but a good story can really bring it to life. And another thing these excellent skills did was they got input from people outside the institution. Like, they talked to alumni, employers, people in the community to make sure that their assessment practices were actually relevant, you know, that they were measuring things that mattered to the people they served.
They were checking in with the real world to see if they were on the right track.
Exactly. Making sure they were aligned with what people actually needed.
It's inspiring to see institutions taking assessment seriously like that, but I imagine it's not always easy to communicate the value of this work to everyone, to all the different people who might be interested.
Well, communication is a huge challenge, even for schools that are doing great things with assessment.
What are some of the roadblocks they run into?
Well, one is just the sheer complexity of it all. Trying to present all that assessment data in a way that's clear and understandable, especially for people who aren't assessment experts, that's tough.
It's easy to get lost in the weeds.
Yeah.
You know, all that data, all those numbers.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming. Another challenge is that there's often this temptation to focus on simple outputs, you know, things like employment rates or how much money graduates are making, but that doesn't always tell the whole story of student learning.
Right. It's about more than just getting a job. It's about developing the skills and knowledge you need to really thrive in life, to be successful in whatever you choose to do.
Exactly. It's about the whole person, the whole experience. And then another challenge is making sure that those assessment results are meaningful to the different audiences you're trying to reach. You know, what's going to resonate with alumni might not resonate with current students or potential employers.
So it's about tailoring the message, figuring out what's going to grab each group's attention.
Exactly. It's about clear communication, concise communication, and communication that's going to connect with people where they are.
So how can institutions do a better job of communicating all of this? How do we help everyone understand why assessment matters, why it's important? It seems like it's all about connecting those dots, you know, showing people how those assessment results translate to real-world experiences. How do we show students that this isn't just some abstract academic exercise, that it actually matters for their lives?
You hit the nail on the head. Transparency and student involvement are absolutely key. Students need to understand why they're being assessed, what those assessments are trying to measure, and how that information is going to be used to make their learning experience better.
So it's about making them partners in the process, not just subjects of assessment.
Exactly. It's about giving them a voice, making them part of the conversation. I remember I was working with a group of grad students once, and we were looking at an assignment, and it was directly connected to one of the learning outcomes from the syllabus. And one of the students, she just had this aha moment. She was like, oh, that's why we did that. I didn't realize it was connected to this learning outcome.
The light bulb went off.
Exactly. And that's what transparency can do. When students understand the why behind the what, it all starts to make sense.
I think we've all been there as students, right?
Oh.
You're taking a quiz, writing a paper, doing some assignment, and you're thinking, why am I doing this? What's the point?
I know I have.
And that's what effective assessment is trying to change.
It is.
You know, before we started this deep dive, I have to admit, I was a little intimidated by the whole idea of assessment.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems so, I don't know, bureaucratic and complicated. But now I see it differently. It's amazing how something as technical as assessment can have such a big impact on the student experience.
It's true.
It's not just about numbers and data.
It's about people.
It's about creating a culture of learning where everyone is invested in helping students succeed, where everyone is working together to make things better.
That's the goal. Yeah, it really is about creating that community, that shared sense of purpose.
We've talked a lot about transparency and how it can empower students, but figuring out how to communicate those assessment results in a way that actually makes sense to everyone, that feels like a whole other challenge.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's a big one. We've got to bridge that gap, you know, between all the technical language of assessment and the everyday experiences of students, faculty, the community.
How do we do that? How do we make all that assessment data less, I don't know, scary and more accessible, more user-friendly?
Well, first things first, we got to ditch the jargon, all those fancy terms that nobody understands. We need to use clear language, simple language that everyone can get on board with, you know? Like, imagine you're explaining those assessment results to your grandma.
Okay, yeah, like, hey, grandma, remember all those quizzes I was freaking out about? Well, it turns out they actually helped my professor figure out how to teach better, so now everyone in the class is learning more.
Exactly. It's about telling stories, making those data points relatable.
Data storytelling, I like it. Because just looking at the numbers, that doesn't always give you the whole picture.
Nope, it doesn't. Another thing that can help is using visuals, you know, like charts and graphs and infographics. That can make the data more engaging, easier to digest.
A picture is worth a thousand words, especially when you're talking about assessment data.
Exactly. And it's important to provide context, too. Don't just throw the results out there and expect people to understand what they mean. Explain what those results mean, why they matter, how they connect to the bigger picture of student learning, and how the institution is trying to improve.
So it's not just about showing the data. It's about helping people interpret it and understand why it's important.
Right. It's about making the data meaningful.
I feel like my brain is bursting with new ideas.
That's a good thing.
It is. I have a much deeper understanding of assessment now.
It's a fascinating field. There's so much we can learn from it.
It's clear that assessment is so much more than just checking boxes.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a powerful tool for empowering students, for improving teaching and learning, for creating a culture of continuous improvement in higher ed.
It really has the potential to change how we think about education.
Before we wrap up, I've got to ask you one last question.
Mm-hmm.
If there was just one thing that institutions could do right now to make assessment more transparent and meaningful for students, what would it be? What's that one actionable step they could take?
Share those assessment results with the students, plain and simple. Make sure they understand what those results mean and how they can use that information to improve.
So close that feedback loop. Make sure students see how their data is being used.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be fancy, you know? Just a summary of how they did on an assessment, highlighting what they did well and where they might need some extra help, maybe suggesting some resources or strategies they can use.
Make it personal. Make it empowering.
Exactly. When students are involved and informed, they can really take control of their own learning.
I love that. It shows that we're truly invested in their success, not just in collecting a bunch of data.
It's about shifting the focus from compliance to empowerment.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive, and I feel like we've just scratched the surface of what's possible with assessment.
It's been a pleasure.
To all our listeners out there, I encourage you to keep exploring these ideas. Keep thinking about how you can make assessment more transparent and meaningful in your own work. Whether you're a student, a faculty member, an administrator, we all have a role to play in shaping the future of assessment. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of assessment. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep pushing for positive change.